challenging times in agriculture. There's no question about that. We're going to talk about what we're seeing and maybe some alternatives, some options we can take to lessen the blow of getting bad news from the banker or whatever it may be. Bridget Finke joins us once again. Bridget, an attorney, works in these areas with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, I know you've heard it, I've heard it, but these are challenging times in agriculture right now, especially in the spring planting season and these spring operating notes. You almost have always taken them for granted, but boy, they're getting tougher and tougher on these things right now. And it affects farmers and the way they move forward with operations.
Absolutely. You know, it's really frustrating to see, you know, balance sheets that look pretty healthy in terms of net worth, but, you know, the focus in lending and really, you know, the focus across the board now is more cash flow and those current servicing of payments. And so it's just not a world anymore that just because you're at over 50% equity on the farm overall that you're necessarily just going to get that operating loan.
And the thing is, that makes a farmer say, well, what? I've been successful. I've got this much equity in my farm, and this cash flow, in many cases, because of market conditions, not the way the farmer has been productive, because they're just as productive as they've always been, and in most cases, more so. And so this is causing a lot of stress out in the countryside, and I know you're seeing it across a lot of kitchen tables.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And so the options are tough, but we need to do some things, but there are some places that can help.
Well, one resource and a free resource, you know, because that's the other thing that I always feel bad for. You know, folks come to my office and obviously, you know, that generates more bills and more money out the door, is that Farm Center in Madison. There are free resources available and kind of that objective outside look at kind of how is your operation cash flowing and where might there be opportunities to cut costs, to restructure, to maybe free up non-productive assets. You know, one thing that's so different working now more on the northwestern side of the state rather than back in central Wisconsin is just the topography out here and how many bluffs and woods and that sort of ground that we often pay big time real estate taxes on, but we can't plant anything on. And it's never anybody's, you know, first or favorite choice, but you know, if you can turn some of that value into, you know, sell some of those non-productive assets to free up operating capital, and those are the kind of things that those folks can help give you that outside look and maybe come up with some ideas.
And these folks that work at the I call it the Farmers Hotline, it's part of the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. But many times, these are people that are still in their career, but maybe in a different focus. Former ag lenders, not former attorneys, but still attorneys, just doing a different thing. And so they've been through these wars, so to speak, during their regular careers. They know how to traverse the landscape and help you do that with some of these ideas you talked about.
Exactly. I mean, particularly the former ag lenders, you know, they can help you frame the story in the way, the perspective that they know the lender is going to be looking at it, which really gives you a leg up then as you work through that process with your lender.
And of course, this process, if we've got a plan in place for the next generation, the future of the farm down the line, does include more than one generation. And that's where you have to be careful when you get your lender saying, well, you're not cash flowing, we can't give you any money. Do you go ask the kids to, you know, can you kick in some so we can keep operating? Mm-hmm. You don't want to just take their money. You want to provide for it in that financial plan for the future, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I've had a couple of those conversations about, well, you know, hey, we got kids that you know, they want to end up with this someday and they're doing well and working off the farm and man, they, you know, they could help us with the seed buy or something like that. Really want to be careful before significant money changes hands, just documenting the fact that that's a loan, not a gift. Otherwise, those kids are just, you know, throwing that money in the black hole. And then number two, any security for that. So what you don't want is an unsecured note that's behind the bank and the co-op and, you know, every other lender that your kids are the last ones to get paid back. So sometimes you're better off actually selling them an asset. So at the end of the day, now they've got something, you know, there's something that's shielded from that bank. But you really need to get all that stuff cleared through the bank, because in so many circumstances, they've got everything cross-collateralized. Bank's got first lien on the livestock, on the machinery, on all of the land. So don't think that, well, I need to free up 50 grand. Well, I'll sell 50 grand worth of land, and there, now I've got the cash that I can, you know, go out and buy that seed for the year. Hey, bank's got to be willing to release their lien, and chances are they're not going to just agree to that cash walking out the door, that they're going to look for some of that money to be paid down on debt. Mm-hmm. So you may need to sell $150,000 worth in order to actually have access to some of that cash.
So some of the kids might need to get to change that plan, estate plan or whatever it is, get the kids a little early entry, and they might have a little more skin in the game than just waiting for it to come their way.
That too. And, you know, that is one of the silver linings, I guess, in values being down. You know, we worry about payment for nursing home. We worry about those assets getting transferred from one generation to the other. When the values are down, when the equity is down, you can get those things moved and have that count at a lower level, a lesser amount, less at risk for that whole five-year look back for nursing home purposes. So, you know, to the extent that the kids are committed and are willing to now take on that risk, I mean, those conversations are a lot different now than they maybe were 10 years ago of, you know, before is, hey, you know, we need the assets, we need these assets, you know, mom, dad, we don't want to lose this to the nursing home. Now there's a lot more realization of all the risk that comes along with that as well, and taking on a share of the debt. And so just having everybody take that gut check moment of, are we really committed for the long run?
And if I'm hearing you right, you're warning, be careful of what you're doing to be financially viable to move forward this year or next year, whatever it might be. You sell some of your assets, and you alluded to it earlier, like, you know, sell the beef cows, you're not really accomplishing much. You're just robbing from Peter to pay Paul.
That's the thing. I think, and particularly just with the prices having been down as long as they have, you know, a little rob Peter to pay Paul for a year or two, you know, sometimes that gets you over the hump and yeah, it gets you back on your feet. But now when we're so far under the
longer than a year,
you know, we're putting Band-Aids on gushing arteries, and it's just not going to work for the long run.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're in it for the long run in agriculture, too. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. So the Farmers Hotline is a good asset, and there are other people around the countryside as well that can help out.
Absolutely.
All right. So Bridget Finke with us once again this morning, talking about these current challenges we're facing on the farm in many cases, and some of the alternatives, and some of the things to think about, and maybe some of the things you are thinking about yourself should be looked at a little bit closer. Bridget, how do we get a hold of you at Valley Crossing Law in Baldwin?
You can give us a call at 715-688-4045 or check us out at wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
Very good. You need some advice, someone to talk about it that knows what's going on. Bridget's the young lady to call. Bridget Finke, our resident attorney with us this morning from Valley Crossing Law. Again, give her a call in Baldwin, 688-4045.